Halle Berry says pretty privilege is overrated.
And it looks like Richard Lawson may want some of that good good. We'll explain.
Also later on, our friend Andrew Freund dishes with the cast of Moana 2 in Hawaii. There's so much to catch up on today, so
let's get this started.
All right, y'all, gobble till you wobble. Thanksgiving is in a couple days, and everybody is ready to eat some of that good old home cooking,
you
right?
You know it.
Yeah, but if Diddy's Turkey Day in the Slammer is, well, it's not going to be so yummy, you guys. Here's what the embattled mogul can look forward to filling his tummy with on the holiday if his fourth request for bail is denied. For Turkey Day lunch, the inmates will have turkey roast, hot and sour tofu, mashed potatoes, mixed vegetables, cranberry sauce, turkey gravy, dinner rolls, and holiday pies. That's a decent little spread.
It's better than some of the people who are free going to eat.
Yeah. Thanks. And for Thanksgiving dinner, the bad boy will be munching on a peanut butter and jelly sandwich on whole wheat with a side of chips and a fruit juice. That one's not as exciting. Is that backwards? Should he not have the PB&J for lunch and the turkey for dinner?
But I don't think it's fair. This man is a multimillionaire. They should feed him the regular food that he's accustomed to. You know?
No, that kind of like when you get locked up, that's the thing. You get stripped of the things that you're accustomed to. It's kind of like punishment.
Oh, because you can't give a donation to the prison system?
No, then that's bribery.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Lord.
And they say that the place he's staying at is not too far from Junior's, the place he had those people walk to from the band.
Oh, wait.
For the cheesecake?
They had him hold the cakes for making the band and had to go across town with
them? They had to walk to go get the cheesecake.
Wow.
And as much as they brought business to Junior's, Junior should walk to the prison and bring him a cake.
They won't let him have it, though.
What if they gave some for everybody?
The guards will eat it.
It's kind of that scene in Pee Wee Herman, you know, where he's trying to give him the big cake and there's like a file in there to like scratch down one of the bars.
Yeah, they can't do that. Well, y'all, moving on. Halle Berry says she is so tired of people telling her she is beautiful. What? The actress sat down for an interview about all the unrealistic expectations for women to stay beautiful, and here's what she had to say about being considered pretty.
I have always known that I'm more than this show that I walk around in. I have longed for someone to say something to me other than, oh gosh, you're so pretty. Mm. I've longed to hear other words. I know I'm more than this.
Damn, some people would love to be told they was pretty.
Well, get this though, Brat, is like, women like Halle Berry, people have been telling her she's pretty since she was a teenager. This is the thing that
she's pretty.
She is
what
pretty.
What she supposed to do about that?
She is pretty. No, unfortunately, she's got to take it, but no one's ever like, oh, you're so interesting, or like, you know what, your opinions on things are so unique. They're always hitting her with she's pretty, so now she's immune to it. It's even annoying. Yeah.
But she's not all that pretty. I think Lupita Nyong'o is just as pretty.
She's beautiful too.
Also beautiful.
So people need to raise. She need to tell people because how did they tell her that? Because she's probably biracial.
No, Halle Berry is pretty.
She's fine. She's even fine as a crackhead.
But she can't do nothing about it. When you first see people, they're not going to say, "Oh, you're so intelligent," because they haven't talked to you yet. When they see you, that's people's first impression. Yeah. They see your face. They see your body.
Also,
she's pretty.
Also, when you're this attractive, it's really hard to get people
to take
you.
When you're what attractive?
When you're this attractive, it's very hard to get people to take you seriously.
Yeah.
I'm serious, Brad.
What do they say to you?
They're just like, you're so handsome. And I'm like, stop it.
And when was the last time that was told to you?
Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it, Gary.
Well, shaking things up, we got Shakira. She's in the holiday spirit, and the singer has decided to give away her bright purple Lamborghini SUV she bought post-breakup from Gerard Piqué. Oh. Now, she posted photos of her and the car on social media with a whole caption in Espanol that says, hey,
this car was a gift to myself as I began my single life. But I realized that's what truly matters, human connection. The cars and the clothes, the material things that don't transform us. It's the people we love and the connections we build that truly make a difference.
That was like a single that she dropped, and we just got it right there.
It was
there.
The remix.
Yes,
remix. That they didn't put out.
That's a cute car, though.
Yeah, that's dope, man. Then she gave directions on how fans can enter to win the car, but you got to be in the USA to get it done. So you think her giving away the Lambo is a message of how she's completely over Gerard Piqué now?
And she probably like getting rid of it. Mm. Cute Joker colors, though. I love the green and purple.
Man, that's hard.
Yeah,
I'm gonna have to go sign up for this.
You would go well in that today, Gary.
I know.
Yeah.
I knew she was giving it away. Shakira.
Tell her you live here in the U.S.
But it looks Barney-ish.
Barney-ish?
Yeah, it looks Barney.
No, 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 no. That's not Barney purple, darling. That is a beautiful matte purple, and it is clean.
It's my favorite, and you know I love eggplant.
Yes.
There's that.
Just forget it.
I mean, if you're gonna throw it to somebody, throw it to Gary. He already got the shirt on.
He's got the shirt. Yeah,
like, you're halfway there.
He needs the matching set.
That's not eggplant purple, by the way.
We're gonna play like.
No, we're not.
It's Fruit of the Loom break.
Okay.
Have y'all ever bought something that later on you're like, oh, this is too expensive. I need to take it back?
No.
No. Man, not, not if it's for me. You know what I'm saying?
I bought some clothes one day from, I think it was like, well, was Nordstrom's, like, not even Rack, Nordstrom's. Uh-huh. And that thing laid on my bed for like a week as I decided what to do. You know what I'm saying? Because it was just so overpriced.
You didn't wear it?
No, I wore it in a picture and then I returned it.
Well, baby, Richard Lawson, y'all know that's Beyonce's stepdaddy, honey, is out here.
It's not.
Her mom was married to him.
Was.
He's out here thirsty, y'all, for a sip of, oh, Megan Good, honey.
So
Megan posted a video of her in the beautiful gold gown she wore to the Ebony magazine's Power 100, and Richard couldn't help himself calling it. My God. And now, honey, fans are telling Unc Baby to calm down. Now, you know this is how we got caught out there, baby, by Tina Knowles commenting on the internet. So what do y'all think about this child?
I hope right now Jonathan Majors is running on foot in the direction of this man. They just got engaged to be married, and you going, you know what I'm saying? You going to try to copulate his woman in the comments?
I mean, it wasn't a disrespectful thing. He said, my God, because she looks beautiful.
How old is he,
he about 100 years old.
It don't matter. They date him like that age and between them two ages all the time.
Oh, he just played Megan Good's father?
Oh, he just played her father.
Well, that's incest then. He's doing incest. He played that girl dead.
Oh, now he's looking at pictures of her.
That ain't cute.
I'm not sure that's how that works.
Oh, but, wow. He just played her father in Divorce in Black. That's crazy.
At 77, he's not going to be able to get away from Jonathan.
Shakira need to give him that call.
Hey, Jonathan's being in purple.
Jonathan's
too.
Catching him for sure. Wait, look, he is in the purple.
That's a theme.
Yeah. What's going on today?
We got a Grimace story coming in a minute.
Okay, Prince.
Yeah.
All right, y'all, moving on. Cher said she loaned out her virginity as a teenager.
All right, bitch.
Oh, my God. In her new book, Cher, the memoir, part one, the icon revealed at the tender age of 14, she had a crush on a boy in her neighborhood, and they would make out in her bedroom, y'all. Ooh. Well, her little crush used to switch up on her when he was around his friends and act like he wasn't feeling her, which hurt her feelings.
Oh.
So guess what she decided to do?
What?
She said, I had revenge sex with him. I had never wanted to, but I was so angry at being dismissed, I decided to, if not lose, loan out my virginity to him. She went on to say the experience was massively overrated, and that when it was over, she asked, is that it? Are we finished? And then told him to go back home and never come back. Cher wanted him to feel dismissed like he made her feel. Mm. Dang, Cher, that's crazy. Was that a good revenge, y'all?
Hold on a second. Hold on just a second.
Because he got the nookie.
Yeah.
So he won.
That'll teach him.
Yeah. Right? He better not do that again, otherwise he's just going to call him over
right,
to, like,
and
bang and get the hell out.
Right.
Oh, no, sorry.
That was probably his M.O.
My
forever.
Yeah.
Hurt. Jeez.
Love that. I'm going to start loaning out mine, honey. Yes. Up next, Tyler Perry. Cat Williams said that you're next, honey. We've got the dish on that after the break. Oh, nice. Cat Williams coming after you. Oh, Lord. I hope Tyler don't lose his job.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey.
All right, y'all. Looks like Cat Williams is following in Mr. Atlanta Tyler Perry's and 50 Cent's footsteps by purchasing a former Alabama military base to create a movie studio.
Nice.
Now, it's not clear which property he bought, but it's rumored to be about 3 million square foot Fort McClellan in Anniston, which was for sale for about $1.5 million. Cat spoke about his movie mogul plans in a new GQ interview where he said it's not fair to put all the pressure on Tyler Perry and that TP can only do so much. So what do you think his first movie is going to be about? Do you think he's going to have, like, Club Shay Shay the movie?
No, he's going to do something else fantastic. Oh,
yeah. Yeah, you never know which direction he's shooting from when he comes. Even the roles he picked, it's never like what you just assume he would do. So it's going
to
be interesting.
Yeah, people probably think he's going to do comedy, but he's probably going to do something totally out the box to surprise people.
Yeah, because Tyler bought the military base here, so they're buying military bases.
Yeah.
He might do his first movie about Tyler Perry, The Life and Time of Tyler Perry, and he may play Tyler. He looks like he could play Tyler.
So. No.
You said Tyler or Tyler?
Both of them.
All right, it's time to go shopping with another
Battle of the Deals.
Powered by Morning Save.
Just scan this QR code right here to get them. Now kick us off, HK.
All right, man, to pop this off, we've got the Caloric 22-quart air fryer toaster oven. Now, this appliance can replace your toaster, frying pan, and more, saving you precious countertop and drawer space. Also, because it uses advanced technology, it'll also save you cooking time and, of course, calories too. Because this air fryer produces incredible taste and texture using up to 75% less oil than traditional methods. It can go for as much as $150, but for you, we got you today for just $59.99.
Oh, all right, that's a good deal.
Okay.
Oh, okay, now next we've got the Dash 3.5-quart compact stand mixer with dough hooks and beaters. Now, it's available in four colors, orange, green, blue, and black. Now, it's super lightweight, and we're talking less than 5 pounds, y'all, but comes with all the features you'd expect. It usually goes for as high as $100, but we got you today for just $29.99.
Nice.
So, honey, what are you waiting for? Order yours today.
Okay, and I've got the two-pack Garage 21 two-in-one adjustable cup holders. Okay, look at this. You get two cup holders so you can be ready for holiday travel between your water bottle and your coffee, tea, sports drink, or another passenger's drink. We always need more cup holders within reach. This clever design easily adjusts to fit securely around your beverage. Even your biggest Stanley is safe. Not only does this provide more precious real estate for our cups, it can also be a safe spot to elevate and prop your phone.
Wow.
You got a few snacks? Those can be tucked inside this too. Now, this has been seen for as high as $44, but today we got you guys at 2 for $15.
Wow. Well, these are all great deals, so just scan the QR code right here or go to morningsave.com, and these products are an early peek of Morning Save's extra low Black Friday prices, so make sure you don't miss out.
Coming up, you don't want to miss our guy Andrew Freud in Hawaii, dishing with the cast of Moana 2. So come right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Hey guys, welcome back to Dish Nation. Andrew Freund here on the beautiful island of Oahu in Hawaii, getting ready to dish with the cast of Moana 2. Take a look.
All right, first, let the record show that Moana is wearing Louboutins. I just want everyone to know that.
Listen, Moana can get into fashion too, okay?
Yeah, hey, it's working. First of all, talk to me that I feel like she's older and wiser in this film. Talk to me about that.
You're exactly right. So from our first film where we last left her, 3 years have passed in Moana's universe. So it's true that she has grown. She is now a master navigator. She is a tautai, and she's searching for people, not just the people on Motunui, but more people across the Pacific. So if our last film was about connecting with our past, this film is about connecting with the future.
There's a metamorphosis in this. Mm. Moana gets tatted up. She gets tatted up like, I mean, she has a sleeve. Are you the first Disney princess to get a sleeve?
I think so. It might be a bit of a spoiler, but yeah, Moana earns her tattoos.
So does that mean she is a demigod? Oh, snap. All right, she's a god now. She's a demigod now. She's a god now.
Never mind the princess conversation. We've leveled up.
I mean, duh. Speaking of princesses, if Moana could team up with another Disney princess to wayfind, to conquer the world, to wear Louboutins with, who would that be and why?
I really feel like Moana has the personality that would mesh with just about anyone.
Mm.
But the pairing of Moana and Merida feels so right to me.
Okay.
In that you've got one on land, one on the sea, and I feel like they would be an unstoppable duo, whatever they decide to do. Maybe a hair campaign? Right? Unstoppable.
All right, guys, first of all.
I apologize to parents everywhere for that toy.
Of course.
I will not buy that one for my parents.
You will not buy this.
It's too much.
Will we see more Hey Hey in this film? Because, come on,
Of course. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Hello.
There's no Moana without Hei Hei.
Final thoughts?
Final thoughts. Yeah. Go see Moana 2 in theaters November 27th.
Hell yeah. Now, I got to get real because there's a new song in this film called Get Lost. I'm predicting it is the new gay anthem that's going to hit.
That's why it's my favorite.
Abigail!
It is the new gay anthem that we need right now in this world. So talk to me about Get Lost. How did it come? Where did it come from? The lyrics, give me the down low.
We wrote that while I was on the Renaissance tour, so I feel like it may have impacted the song.
What you're saying is Beyonce kind of influenced this because you were with Beyonce on the Renaissance.
Gotta thank Beyonce.
I mean, thanks, B. Thanks, B. Can I get a little Get Lost? Can I just hear a little bit of it?
Get lost, cut loose, and lose your way. There ain't no fun in holding back, babe. You gotta enjoy.
All right, I'm going out to West Hollywood now if you're hearing that. Now, your character in the film is, you know, kind of fangirls over Maui, played by The Rock. Have you met Dwayne yet? Have you said anything to Dwayne yet?
Not quite, but I'm excited to with this premiere week. And, you know, he's been such an inspiration, not just to me, but to all of us in the Pacific, to really, you know, let our light shine bright and chihoo as loud as we can and be the Polynesians that we want the world to see us as.
All right, I'm gonna pretend to be Dwayne. So right now, I'm The Rock. What are you gonna say to me?
Oh, how's it, brother? Hey, good job.
That's it? That's all you got? I'm the freaking Rock.
We gotta be subtle, man. I cannot fangirl too much or else I might creep them out like in the movie.
Fair enough. Yeah. Lastly, can we take this out with a very loud chee-hoo?
Yeah.
On the count of three. One, two, three. I can't hear anything now.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey.
Drake was recently on XQC's Kick live stream, honey, to announce his upcoming Australian tour. Now, during the stream, music would be played and Drake would comment on the artists or song. Well, baby, honey, see what happened, honey, when a song by The Weeknd came on. And remember, y'all, Drake almost signed Weeknd back in the day, y'all, so check this out.
You have to switch this song, though.
It's on a play, you know, so I'm like...
You have to switch this one. Real, we're real Sixers, we're real Sixers. The real, real six side. We don't listen to that.
You know what it is before?
Nah. Yeah, of course. What do you mean?
That's just ridiculous. I think he was trying to start another damn beef, honey, to distract from Kendrick's album, or he was just being a bitch.
I mean, it's in the petty pocket, because he even said something when he first sat down on the stream, talk about, you know, you got to kill me with facts or something like that. Mm. And that was a shot at Kendrick, too. So he's in his petty bag. You know, you got to do something.
I just wish they would just stop, because why is he still poking the bear?
So is this how heterosexual men act, head crack?
Probably one's from Canada.
I mean, just the RuPaul and what's his name would never act like that.
What if this guy would have mistakenly played They Not Like Us? What would have been his reaction then? He probably would have got up and walked out.
Yeah.
Because
he would have felt like it was a setup.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He definitely would have skipped the A minor part.
It wouldn't even got that far.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's all the time we have for you today. Until next time, we'll see you later. Bye.
Bye. Deuces.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.